Morgan Evans, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays. Today, our top, we're looking at around 23 degrees. 7 o'clock this morning, Wheelie Bingo is back on the air. Where's the Triple M Street Patrol going to end up? Good question. We'll find out after 7 this morning here on Triple M.
Now, who's climbed earlier? Give us a call if you have. 13 27 10. Tell us exactly what it's like, because Pauline Hanson on A Current Affair tonight, October 26th, is when they shut it down for climbing the rock. And plenty of people on Facebook are saying, yep, we've done it. Debbie says, did it about 25 years ago. Absolutely spectacular, but a lot steeper than you think it is.
It is. 35 deaths, apparently.
Yeah.
Over the years, and that's due to people running to try and catch their hat and then going down the side of the rock, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of those. But we want to know, if you've climbed it before, how long ago, and what was it like, 13, 27, 10?
Hey, Ricky, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, you've climbed the rock?
I certainly have, earlier this year.
Okay. How long did it take you to climb up there?
It took us roughly about 2 hours to get to the top and back to the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And how steep, because everyone says how steep it is. Is it quite steep in certain parts, or?
It's incredibly steep. So the section where the chain and poles are definitely required. Without them, you wouldn't be able to get past there.
Yeah. Do they still have that book up on top of it where you sign it?
There was no book that I recall, but there was a plaque that looked like a 44 drum with a plaque on top that had like the, you know, this way is Darwin, this way is Mackay, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And was it, because you said you only just did it earlier this year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Was that the reason why you went and did it, because of the fact they're going to close it down?
Yeah, definitely. I've wanted to do it, but I definitely planned the trip this year so that I got to do it, yeah.
See, I think it's, it is certainly a piece of our history that's got, thank you for the call there, Ricky, it's a piece of our history that is like going, that we can't access that thing or climb it anymore. But
that's not to say it's a good thing that you climb it though, because, I mean, you know, you've got to respect other people's heritage.
Oh, I get that. I fully get that.
Yeah.
But now, like I'm saying to overseas tourists now, that was a big thing. I'm going to go to Australia and climb Uluru. It's probably not going to be as advertising to those people overseas anymore.
Oh.
So does that stop the amount of people going there to purely to do that? That's the question.
Well, only time will tell on that one, won't it?
We'll see the special tonight with Pauline Hanson being stuck on top of the rock.
The pictures that will divide a nation. It's still legal.
I'm not going up any further.
But is it right?
Seriously, I cannot walk down here. My boots are that bloody old.
Rockstar.
G'day, okay.
Or rock rebel.
Where's my land, if it's not Australia?
England?
The two sides come together.
Mm. This belongs to all Australians.
The debate. You decide.
Yeah, that's tonight on A Current Affair. We'll see how the country talks about that tomorrow on the show.
She got stuck.
You can just see her actually crawling down the side of the rock trying to get off.
Yeah.
Jane Day from breakfast, 12 minutes away from 7, Triple M.